Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Zakia Doyle and I am a graduate of the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 26, 1871, the Right Excellent Samuel Jackman Prescott was called home to eternal rest. For many years, he devoted his life to Barbadian politics and became a formidable force as he tirelessly campaigned for the rights of the disenfranchised. However, on this fateful day, Prescott embarked on his final campaign as he departed this world to join the ranks of ancestors who had journeyed before him. Samuel Jackman Prescott led a long and highly esteemed career. His success was not gifted to him through privilege or favor, but was won through sacrifice, industry, and unwavering determination. In 1837, Prescott became the editor of the Liberal newspaper. In this capacity, he made repeated calls for social transformation by advocating for the extension of franchise and campaigning for the rights of the laboring masses. However, due to the social climate at that time, Prescott's contrarian views were not widely accepted. This led to him being ridiculed, persecuted, and labeled a revolutionary. Nevertheless, in the face of such uncertainty, Prescott remained undaunted as he valiantly continued to agitate for change. Later, Prescott, in coalition with other influential freedmen of Barbados, founded the Liberal Party. By 1843, after a successful campaign, Prescott made history by becoming the first man of color to enter the Barbadian Assembly. His success here is due in large part to his timeless devotion to the working class. He was truly a comrade of the people. In his new role, he would cement his legacy in the political landscape of Barbados. For well over two decades, he continued his fight for justice from his base in the city of Bridgetown. Outside of the political arena, Prescott was a devoted husband and family man, sharing his life with his wife, Catherine Rose Cruden, and their family. At the time of his death, he had lived a life that was dedicated to improving the well-being of his fellow Barbadians. He achieved what most can only dream of, and his efforts were recognized in many ways. For instance, being a son of the soil, his likeness is inscribed on the Barbadian $20 bill. In addition, the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology proudly bears his name. In 1998, 127 years after his death, he became a national hero. Though he's peacefully laid to rest in St. Mary's Church, Prescott's legacy would live on in the hearts and minds of countless Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.